another hour of the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the news, medical news of the week, and ways in which you can pretty much understand what's what and who's who. You can call us at 888-553-7536. Covered a number of things in the news this week. Also, you can feel free to email Ken at any time. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. There are items this week that are important to go over. Ken and I have had an ongoing conversation about flu shots, that sort of thing. So Ken feels strongly that he was on the right side of the argument, and that's swell. And so he has the medical information to back it up.
Well, that may be a little strong. But what I want to report are just the facts that the CDC reported this week, that the flu season, fortunately for everybody, is winding down. And it's killed, unfortunately, this is what tears my heart out, Doug, it killed 105 children so far this year. And unfortunately, that's about the average toll each year for the flu. The CDC currently recommends, listen up, parents, that all children ages 6 months and older be vaccinated against the flu each season. And did I vaccinate my daughter? I did it myself. I gave her the injection. And though only about half get a flu shot or nasal spray, among all of our kids older than 6 months, only half get vaccinated. What happened this year was that all but four of the 105 children who died were old enough to be vaccinated, but very sadly, 90% of them did not get vaccinated.
90%.
90%.
All right. Well, that's what happens. Help yourself. If you have comments, questions, Dr. Ken is at 888-553-7536. Peter, tell me again who the caller is, because George is in L.A. George, please go ahead with Dr. Ken. You're on the air.
Thank you. A couple days ago, I had a CT scan of the abdomen, stomach area, and the report showed that I have a non-specific small pericardial, P-E-R-I-C-A-R-D-I-A, effusion. And what is that?
Sure, George. Thanks so much for calling, and let me try to give you a little bit of reassurance and try to explain that to you. It's a little bit unusual because you got some bonus imaging. If I understood you correctly, you had a CAT scan of the abdomen, and they reported what's called a pericardial effusion. The heart sits in a sack. It's like putting a basketball in a big balloon, if you will.
Yeah.
And this sack that the heart sits in is called the pericardium.
Okay.
And it protects the heart, and normally there's no fluid between the skin of the pericardium and the actual surface of the heart.
Okay.
And if any fluid gets in there, we call it a pericardial effusion. So interestingly, usually we think of the abdomen being below the waist, the chest being above the waist, and you got some imaging above the waist, a little bit of bonus imaging, and this is not unheard of because it's often very hard for the technician to hit the borderline exactly, so they often go above and below the edges of the border to make sure they get the entire field, that is the abdomen that they were trying to get for you. Now, they reported a pericardial effusion, which is some fluid. Now, pericardial effusions are quite common. They're most commonly due to a viral infection. They go away in about 3 to 6 weeks. We repeat. The easiest way to image this is with an echocardiogram. It's actually probably one of the most accurate ways, and you don't need to do another CAT scan to image this, but simple ultrasound without any radiation can easily image this and follow it up, and I hope your doctor will follow this up. So besides viral infections, also an autoimmune problem like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, any of the autoimmune problems can cause this. Unfortunately, cancer also can cause it, a low thyroid, tuberculosis. These are the most common causes of pericardial effusion. There's a long laundry list. Hopefully it's nothing more than a viral infection and it'll just disappear as it came mysteriously, and it needs follow-up to make sure it's nothing more concerning, George. So I would ask your doctor. Usually the cardiologist will follow this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go see the my regular doctor now.
Why were you getting a CAT scan of the abdomen? That's what everybody's wondering.
Why?
What was the indication for the abdominal CT scan?
I have ache and some pain in the left side of my body by the ribs, though. So I went to see a somebody who I went to see before. He's a specialist.
Is that in the left upper abdomen where the spleen is?
Right below the rib.
Okay, yeah, that's where the spleen is, and I hope your spleen's okay.
I see. Okay. But the CT scan will not show that, though.
Well, it'll show it nicely.
Oh, I see. Well, but the doctor, I mean, the report, I don't even know if that mentioned that.
All right, well, that's good. In medicine, George, you always want to be unremarkable. Remember that.
Yeah, the only thing he mentioned was this non-specific small pericardial effusion. That's
okay.
All I mentioned.
Sounds like they saw nothing in the abdomen. Now, you sure you got an abdominal film? I guess they did, but it sounds like they reported some chest findings. Good luck, George. If you have any trouble getting follow-up with this and it's confusing, call us back, okay?
Thank you very much.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken's show. Here's one. First of all, thank you very much. This is addressed to Dr. Ken from Paul Maley of Buena Park, California. Thanks very much for the time and effort you put into helping so many of us using your wonderful radio program every week. You're a great humanitarian, and we listeners truly appreciate you. I read your description of FULYZAQ. What is that, Ken?
FULYZAQ.
Apparently,
Fulzac.
Yeah. To relieve symptoms of diarrhea in HIV/AIDS patients, and was wondering if it could also be used for someone with IBS. I've suffered the cycles of constipation and diarrhea for years. Nothing has helped. I use Imodium, but in my bad diarrhea days, it simply doesn't work. With all those days, and when they come, they're frequent, I can't leave the house. I'm in and out of the bathroom all day. I've always hoped there would be some medication that would just stop the diarrhea, as it's not from invading organisms. I realize normally you want your body to purge itself of the harmful elements, but in this case of IBS, it does not apply. So what does he do?
It's a clever thought, but the FDA approved Fulizac, or crofelemir, that's the scientific name, this past January for a problem that is very frustrating for doctors to treat. That's persistent diarrhea in AIDS patients. And this works. The problem is that it's not the safest medicine to use, and you wouldn't want to use such a toxic medication for a relatively benign, although troubling, problem that he's having. So you'd have to use something less potent and less likely to cause side effects.
All right. So that's the answer to that. Sort of related to that, news on the other end of things, the opposite of diarrhea is constipation, has a study out this week that does a lot to separate the problems of constipation from colon cancer.
Fascinating report from the American Journal of Gastroenterology this week. Doug, colorectal cancer, huge problem, second leading cause of cancer death in America, an estimated 51,000 Americans dying from it each year. And the established risk factors, we should all know these, are disease that includes a personal or family history of colorectal cancer, irritable bowel disease, we're just talking about that, certain syndromes that cause colon polyps, even type 2 diabetes, even obesity, heavy drinking, smoking, and just being over age 50. And that's why we recommend the colonoscopy at age 50. But the news this week is that long-term constipation, it's good news, does not raise the risk for colon and rectal cancers. So someone who's got chronic constipation is unlikely to be associated with colon cancer now or in the future, Doug.
All right. That's some pretty good news. Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, a cardiologist, and there are a number of things each week that affect heart treatment. And because heart disease and stroke are the number one killers in America, we tend to spend a little bit more time on these items. And we have three or four of them to go over, as we will in a few minutes. Right now, though, I wanted to take a few minutes to talk with you, men especially. But this information is for women. In fact, more women are interested in a healthy prostate than men. That is, if you look at the people who are actually buying PT9, Ken, more women than men, and I guess it's for obvious reasons.
Well, questions for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. We've got a good solution. It's called PT9. It's this new prostate formula. It's from a great company called Chamonix. They do care about you, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, this PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. They help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and it helps maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and for your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, and better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy. Everybody's going to be happy.
All right, so here's what you do. To order PT9, you dial 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931. This is a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days more and your nights more. It's 800-811-6931. PT9 comes with an introductory half-price offer. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. You get a six-month money-back guarantee. 800-811-6931. No reason not to get to the phone right now and get this. Men and women, if you're in your 50s and older, this is definitely for you. PT9 at 800-811-6931.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In medical news this week, Ken, anxiety and depression leads to heart problems. I think that's just another stress point, right? A flash point. If you're anxious, if you're depressed, that creates tremendous stress on your physical body, doesn't it?
It's so important. It works both ways. It's estimated that 50% of people who have heart disease develop mental issues. 50% of people with mental issues develop heart disease. It's so important. But this week, the news out of a journal of the American Heart Association is that anxiety and depression coupled with heart disease amazingly, Doug, triples the risk of death compared to cardiac trouble alone. Among heart patients, anxiety can double the risk of dying from any cause, and depression further raises those odds.
It's easy to say these are problems, but it's not so easy to get rid of them or deal with them, is it?
Absolutely not. It takes some effort, and don't give up, and sometimes it just feels like it'll never go away.
Well, some people don't even recognize that they have the problem, and so they don't, especially if you live alone, you don't necessarily relate to or think about these things. If your family is talking to you and asking you about various questions that lead you to believe maybe there is something that's wrong, yeah, there's nothing wrong at all. As a matter of fact, it's good to be able to go see someone that can talk to you about what's in your head. And in your heart, good mental health is important for good physical health. I think that would be Ken's recommendation,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, it's 21 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, 23 minutes after the hour, 888-553-7536. You got a question for Dr. Ken? Now's the time to get in and get your what you really have on your mind off your mind, off your chest, so that Dr. Ken can evaluate what's going on with you. Florence, another WAYY listener in Wisconsin. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air now with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Penn, I've gone to several doctors, and they can't seem to find that wrong, and then they come up to a conclusion that I probably got fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. I've had it for about going on 18 years now, and it seems like it's getting worse. It seems like I just don't have no energy, no pep, and my body just aches all over. And I was wondering, is there anything that you can help me with?
Sure, Florence. So you've been to the internist and the rheumatologist, and they've done a thorough evaluation for fatigue and joint and diffuse aches and pains, and they just can't find any cause for it, correct?
Right.
Okay. And this fibromyalgia, it's real. You know, about 20 years ago, the doctors poo-pooed this and thought it was all in your mind. They would send you to the psychiatrist. But, you know, that's Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We know this is a real entity. It's just too much down at the molecular level that we don't have a probe to diagnose it. But it's a real thing. So don't feel like you're crazy. And unfortunately, it's sometimes very, very difficult to treat. Have you been given, you know, I joke, it's like going to the Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B, what we call empiric therapy. And that's often what happens with fibromyalgia. We'll try an analgesic, we'll try an antidepressant. Not that you're depressed, but they seem to work, some of them, especially Cymbalta, Prozac will work. They just help to promote sleep, which is very important in fibromyalgia. It's often thought to be maybe a sleep disorder related issue. And then if those don't work, sometimes we'll try one of the anti-seizure medications. Not that this is a seizure disorder, but it does seem to help, especially Lyrica or Neurontin. And getting some counseling will help. If you've been through that, there's a natural, more natural ingredient that I really like. It was shown to work by a physician who had this and actually did a study. It's called Korvalin. It's D-ribose. It's a structural sugar, a natural product that your body needs to recreate the product that it burns for energy. You remember from high school biology, called ATP. I can give you a number for Korvalin if you want to try it.
Yes.
They're not a sponsor, but I know the company, and it's 800-245-4440.
Excuse me, would you repeat that? 800-245-4440.
That's a natural approach that is evidence-based. It works in about two-thirds of people. Tell them you have fibromyalgia because you have to take a little bit more than what people will use it for, which is normally our heart patients who are tired and we're just trying to help the muscles in the body, especially the heart, just get a little stronger, because this is just energy to your muscles.
Yes. Oh, like I said, I've gone to for body rubs and all of that and different
Lawrence,
medications.
Make sure you talk to a rheumatologist, and then also make sure you and then try the Corvalin also, and you'll be getting a blended approach, okay?
Okay, now I want to ask you another question.
All right, Florence, let's make it fast, please.
Okay. What can I do? I have a bladder problem. I mean, I go constantly. I've tried so many different products and nothing seems to help.
Well, I'm running out of time, but have you been to, you know, you have what we call incontinence.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different treatments for this. Have you been to the urologist to maybe figure out what the cause is? But there's bladder training, there's scheduling toilet trips, there's fluid and diet management, even physical therapy can help. There's a long list of medications that can be used.
Have you ever taken cranberry juice or a little
no,
cranberry? Drink some cranberry juice a couple, three times a day, and go to your health food store and find the cranberry capsules.
And there are
Try
medical
those.
Devices that will work if none of the above will work. Go see a good urologist and their grab bag of options.
888-553-7536. Here's the best and smartest way for you to look good without breaking the bank. First thing people judge you by is how your teeth look. And Ken's got some exciting news about power swabs.
Yes, Dr. Ken here. Now, let's be honest. You've tried to whiten those teeth before. You've turned and run into a couple of different problems. One, maybe you did the strips and the trays, and it was just too much work to deal with, and it got messy. That's so common. Secondly, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or third, maybe you had some caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. Well, I've got the solution. It's called Power Swabs for You, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that removes stains from your teeth. And are you ready? Just 5 minutes. The secret is a patented tooth detergent that dissolves stains on teeth, and it whitens without sensitivity. It's a pain-free solution developed by a dentist. I guarantee your teeth will be two shades whiter in just 5 minutes, and everybody will notice when they're six shades whiter in just 7 days.
Call now. Try it risk-free. 800-867-4089 for power swabs. 800-867-4089. Call today and save 50% mentioning Dr. Ken's name for power swabs. 800-867-4089. You will love the way your teeth look. 800-867-4089. Dr. Ken back with more of your calls.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Dr. Ken. Amazingly, we have some lines open. Usually by now, they're all filled up. So if you were thinking you wouldn't get through, here's your opportunity. I'd be glad to answer all your healthcare questions from head to toe. I've been in medicine over 30 years, trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. And I answer these questions every day in the office. I see patients, and I actually still take care of patients, a real doctor. And I'd like to share with you my experience to help you get to the next step. If anybody's dealt with the healthcare system now, you know it's just not as user-friendly as it should be. I'd like to help you get through that medical maze. You have a question about yourself, the kids, the spouse, the parents, the grandparents, anything you'd like to ask a doctor. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. There's limited waiting. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. One more time, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N.
And you are welcome to join us right now. In fact, here's Jimmy in Ellsworth, Kansas, who's joined us. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. About a year ago, I had a physical, and the doctor did a glucose check. And my A1C level was 6.4. Are you there?
I'm listening. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. And then I've been having a lot of problems, you know, urinating. Sometimes, you know, I can't stop, and sometimes it's hard to get started. So I went to see a urologist, and he put me on Flomax, but my insurance company wouldn't pay for it, so he put me on 10 milligrams of Thorazine.
Yeah, Flomax comes generic now. Did he try the generic?
No, he just recommended Thorazine. That's what he gave him a prescription for. Terazosin.
Terazosin. Okay, that's different than Thorazine.
Yeah, so Terazosin. Yes,
okay. I almost passed out hearing that one.
Really? And I've been on it now for about a year, and it seems like, you know, it's still the same.
Okay.
And I told him what my A1C level was, the urologist.
Uh-huh.
He said 6.4 is nothing to worry about.
Well, let's just go over this. Probably people are confused. Like, hemoglobin A1C is the new way to diagnosed diabetes glycated hemoglobin test. It's abbreviated A1C, and a level of 6.5 or higher on two separate tests indicates that you have diabetes. So you have what we call pre-diabetes. You're touching the edge, the border, and if you don't work on that diet to get it under control, that means eliminating white flour products, the bakery goods, all the things you like to eat, you really want to limit those to get that A1C down. The A1C is an average of all your blood sugars for the past 3 months. It's a great test. You don't have to fast for it, and you're not just bound by one moment in time. You can see how you've been doing over the last 3 months. If you don't get that down by changes in diet and also by an exercise program, once the doctor says it's okay, you're going to then move to frank, real diabetes, and that's where you're going to start having all the havoc.
Right. I weigh 250 pounds, and I'm only 5'10".
There it is. Ding, ding, ding. And why are you touching on diabetes, Jimmy? You made the diagnosis.
Right. And a friend of mine, you know, he's full-blown diabetic, and he's on insulin. And every now and then I use his meter, and my blood sugar is always 100 or below.
Well, you're touching the surface, and you know that from the A1C test. And
right.
I would urge you to work on getting the weight down and eliminating the white flour products. And it's not easy. And one of the group of unsung heroes of medicines, I love them, are the dietitians. They will take a big interest in you, Jimmy. You get the right one, and they'll work with you till you get some success. If you're motivated, most dietitians will go to the mat for you.
Right. I do a lot of walking at work, and I work 12-hour shifts 7 days a week. I work seven and all seven. And
you like your food, don't you, Jimmy? You're more squirming than most of my patients.
But here in the last couple of weeks, you know, I've been on just meat and fruit.
All right, well, that's okay, but let me suggest, because you're going from one extreme to the other, talk to a dietitian. Get your doctor to refer you to a real dietitian, a registered dietitian who really knows diabetes, and they'll help you come up, because you're afraid of giving up all the things you love. I know, Jimmy. I've been there with patients for 30 years, and if you do it with a good dietitian, you'll still like eating, and you can live to eat, and you can then also eat to live.
Right. I'm 58 years old, so that's against me, too. So.
Oh, you're a young man,
no,
Jimmy,
not.
Unless
foolish.
You change.
Yeah, that's it. You're limiting your own
you're
existence.
You're still wet behind the ears, Jimmy.
Yeah. All right,
well,
good call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 888-553-7536. Email from Rose, who wants to know how to approach the prevention of heart disease in women. Is it different for a woman than it is for a man? This lady is a holistic practitioner, and she wants to know whether women who are more emotional oftentimes, what's really happened is that women have become more like men in terms of the job place and their lifestyles. And I've always said, you know, we keep talking about how to change the world. More women ought to be in charge and act like women instead of women in charge trying to act like men. And I don't know, that's not a sexist comment. I just think the gentleness, the intuition that women have is often better than men. They're better at most tasks. I find women who are working with me are better at most tasks than are men.
Boy, I'm going to get the emails right up for this one.
All right, good. That's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. All right, go ahead.
Bless their hearts. What's so important is much of it overlaps, and what's so important is that since about 1984, Doug, more women each year have died from heart disease than men, and it's just been recognized because for so long we thought that the symptoms were the same in both sexes, but the symptoms, especially for coronary disease, are very different. Men get chest pain most commonly, then shortness of breath, and then less commonly fatigue. Women are just the opposite. They get more commonly as a symptom of the most common heart problems, circulation, coronary disease. They get fatigue, then shortness of breath, and then lastly, in most common frequency, chest discomfort. And when they get their so-called chest discomfort, it's very unusual. Sometimes it's just upper back strange feeling, or their neck bothering them, their jaw, their ears. Sometimes men get these kinds of symptoms, but women very, very more often don't get the classic elephant sitting on the center of the chest when they walk up the hill. That's how guys present. So we didn't recognize in women heart disease until more recently, but the prevention is very similar. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, not smoking, getting down to ideal body weight, eating a healthy diet when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program, and not this is not only a woman's problem, but getting the mental health under control. You know, if there's depression, if there's anxiety, make sure you have good mental health, because that is so important.
All right. So in the heart department, women are dying from heart disease pretty much the same tune as men are. American
Even more
women.
So.
More so. Okay. So let's see. We talked about the essence of heart patients dealing with anxiety and depression. How about these energy drinks that people are drinking? Young men, young women are drinking the Monster and the 3X or Red Blood or whatever that stuff is called.
Very controversial, because this week it was reported, raised the concern about these energy drinks. It was pointed out that they increase the blood pressure. It was also increased that there's something doctors call the QT interval. This is something we measure on your electrocardiogram, and it can lead to rhythm disorders, dangerous ones. That this interval, a timing interval of when the heart is relaxing, can actually, the electrical system is resetting, can actually lead to dangerous heart rhythms that can be deadly. So the question that was raised about the safety. My own opinion is, I think if you take these in very, very limited moderation, you know, you need one as an emergency, but a regular diet of these is going to lead to trouble.
Yeah. All right. I didn't realize that more women, in terms of percentages, like 42% of women who have heart attacks die within a year. Only 24% of men do this.
It's more deadly because it's diagnosed later, because we don't recognize the symptoms. Also, women have smaller coronaries, so any blockage becomes much more serious. And women are always taking care of everybody else, and they don't recognize the symptoms because, again, for heart attacks, the symptom is I get somebody in the emergency room, a woman complaining of sudden onset of fatigue or shortness of breath and no chest pain, I want to make sure they're not having a heart attack.
Wow. So all these women die from heart attacks. And by the way, all the attention, now I have said this on the air, and women throw, well, thoughtful women do not throw rocks at me because they realize that the
Susan G. Do any women throw rocks at you?
Well, sometimes I say things that people don't want to hear. For example, the Susan G. Komen Foundation is a PR and business entity, and the people that jump onto that bandwagon don't know where the money goes. And the problem with, I'm certainly one, having had a former wife who died of breast cancer and knowing many women who have the problem, I'm not lessening the problem at all. However, six times as many women die of heart disease than they do of breast cancer. And so why isn't there as much attention given? I don't know of any organization that really is going out to try to work to alleviate the problem of heart disease in women.
The American Heart Association is making the effort, but it is most women.
Excuse me for a second. But wouldn't you, if being in the business that I'm in, on the radio every day of the week, and I'm exposed to pretty much everything that's going on in the world, I'm telling you that I didn't know that. So if I didn't know it, chances are most of the people listening to the program didn't know it, so they ought to do. Yes. You're a member and a spokesperson often for the Heart Association. Maybe they need to be a little more visible when it comes to this issue.
That is a good lesson for the Heart Association. They've tried with the wear red each year, one day a year. Everybody's wears red, men and women, just to recognize the fact that it's their biggest problem. But more women are killed by heart attacks, by heart disease, than every other possible cause combined. combined. And it's not even close, but most women still think their number one risk to good health is breast cancer. But far and away, their number one risk to good health is heart disease.
And isn't it true that women have different signs of heart attack? Like, you, it feels like you're coming down with a flu or something. It's not chest pain like it shows or presents in men, and that's why it goes undetected?
Right. As we said, they commonly get short of breath, but most commonly fatigue is the number one symptom that they get as they present with coronary problems. And then third most likely is chest pain, just the opposite of in frequency of symptom presentation with circulation, coronary problems to the heart in men. Men, it's most frequently chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue. Women, it's just the opposite.
888-553-7536. Byron in Gray, Georgia. You're on right now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Dr. Ken, this is Byron Thompson.
Hi, Byron.
I had a question, doctor, about urinary situation. I can just be sitting here like I'm sitting right now, and before I know it, I'm starting to leak into my skivvies. And
yeah, this is the passage of time for us guys. It's the honor of moving on, right?
Yes, sir. I don't have any time. I don't have any problem urinating when I, you know, go to the toilet and start.
Let me ask you a few questions, because you're asking me essentially what are the causes of incontinence. And do you overhydrate yourself? Do you drink a lot of fluid, especially in a short period of time?
Yeah, I drink water frequently, and, okay. And I drink cranberry juice.
Because, Byron, that can, I'm trying to get you to avoid incontinence. You want to spread it out. You don't want to drink a lot in a short period of time. This is called overhydration. I had a feeling that this might be an issue. The other thing is, do you use any caffeine? Because caffeine's a diuretic. This is and a bladder stimulant, and it can cause the sudden need to urinate. This is a common issue. Also, alcohol is a bladder stimulant and a diuretic, and it can cause the urgent need to urinate. I don't know if you're on any medicines like diuretics, sedatives.
Yes, I take lisinopril that has a diuretic mixture
you
with it.
You take lisinopril HCT, I would imagine.
Yes,
and, you want to talk to your doctor about maybe you don't need the HCT part and just take the lisinopril. I have that issue with many of my patients, and that's an easy correctable problem. Talk to your doctor. Maybe you don't need the HCT part.
Well, my urologist was talking to me about a cystoscope, and I just don't know if that's going to reveal anything.
He's concerned there may be some bladder irritation.
Yes,
well, you don't know because you're not the doctor, sir, and I'll don't pardon me if it sounds like I'm a wise guy. You sound like a lot of people. Well, I don't know if I should do that. If you got a problem
also,
and somebody suggests you do it, maybe you ought to try it.
To be honest with you, I'm just a little bit afraid of that.
You're afraid of what they may find, Byron. Are you having pain in the bladder? There's something called interstitial cystitis. It's a painful bladder syndrome.
I have no pain in the bladder. No.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you a question, sir. If you're afraid of what they find, why'd you call us?
No, I'm not afraid of what they will find. I just don't like the sound of running a...
They may also want to be excluding bladder cancer or bladder stones, but what you may want to try first are these lifestyle things and see if that helps and maybe it'll go away. The alcohol, the overhydration, the caffeine, and the medication changes. Maybe that's enough to help, Byron.
Take good care, sir. 888, let me move on. 888-553-7536. Please, when you call, we've had three or four calls this morning that went on and on and on and on. And I say this lovingly, you can't tell us your life story because we don't have time. And it's not fair to the other listeners. And besides, frankly, most listeners don't want to hear your life story. What they want to hear is what your problem is, and then Dr. Ken addressing whatever your question is.
King, what's the question?
What's the question, right? Altoona, Pennsylvania, what's the question? That's pretty much it. You go on and on and on. One caller went on, I should have interrupted her a long time before I did. But I know some of you are by yourself, and that's kind of sad, but this isn't companionship time. This is time to get to the hard, difficult issues that face many Americans. And by the way, if you think that it's so unique, your problem is so specialized that it won't help other people, you'd be amazed, because this is the most listened to radio program on health every weekend around the country. So everybody is listening, and many people will be helped by your question. 888-553-7536.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Perfect cup of coffee is now just moments away. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Folgers Fresh Breaks Roasted Concentrated Coffee offers a convenient way to enjoy the authentic taste of a hot cup of coffee anytime, anywhere, no brewing required. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
Folgers understands how important it is for coffee lovers to be able to enjoy a delicious cup of coffee no matter where their day takes them. Our Fresh Breaks Coffee offers even more convenient ways to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee at a moment's notice without sacrificing authentic taste.
For a free product sample, visit Facebook.com/Folgers to share where you could use a fresh break. The first 350,000 qualified coffee lovers to request a sample will receive a Fresh Break sample stick and coupon in the mail while supplies last. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist
in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
All right, so Dr. Kim, back to the gentleman we were talking to a few minutes ago who had the urinary problems. With something like PT9, is this a prostate problem? A lot of times you hear people have prostate problems are sort of presenting the symptoms that he presented.
Like everything else, when you have a symptom, you need a diagnosis, and it's one of several possibilities. If it was due to an enlarged prostate, then it would be helpful.
PT9 does help those who have a large, and this is for the people who can't sleep at night. A healthy prostate means that you sleep well through the night. So if you're interested in that, in fixing that problem, PT9 is the way to go. 800-811-6931 for PT9. 800-811-6931. One of the better products that we're happy to be able to tell you about, along with T-Gen. T-Gen is for men. This is a different way of dealing with basically the same area of your body, right? The prostate is something you need to keep in check because your urinary tract is affected by it. And now comes T-Gen, which is something that affects that area of your body if you don't have enough testosterone, along with many other areas of your body. Right.
This is more of the testosterone issue and a natural way to increase it, because you see all these different products. We're concerned about safety of some of them. Boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire. So obviously for many couples, this is very desirable. And it can even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. The little known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time. It'll take this whole experience to a lovely new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. So we're introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost with ingredients. I like it because they've been clinically shown in studies to be safe and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
T-Gen, testosterone, you need it. Get it at 800-317-9865. Men, this is for you, 800-317-9865. If you're over 40, everybody ought to be on this. 800-317-9865. And if you mention Dr. Ken, you'll get two bottles of NitroBoost absolutely free when you call 800-317-9865 for T-Gen. All right, lady has a thyroid problem in general. We haven't got time to put her on the air. What causes thyroid? I know a lot of people have had thyroid cancer. They have it out. And
well,
just wonder sometimes.
The thyroid's the boiler of the body. It controls systems from head to toe, your metabolism, your heart rate, how cold and how warm you are. It can be either too low or too high. When the thyroid is too low, the most common cause is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune problem where the body actually starts attacking the thyroid as being a problem. The thyroid can also be excessive. High thyroid, we can talk about that next week.
Dr. Ken and Doug, email to Dr. Ken and Dr. Ken.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Comfort details.